Okay, so in Brachos on Mem Beis Amud Beis, top line in the middle of the Mishnah. So just to put it in context, we'll start with the top line. Balahem Yayin Besoch HaMazon Kol Echad V'Echad Mevarech La'atzmo. So we saw that the Yayin that served to you and that we drink in the middle of the meal, of course, where no Bar Pri Hagafen was made before the meal, like Kiddush. So there, each individual makes the bracha. We learn this because ain beis habli apanui, right? The throat is not clear, and that means either for two reasons. People are more focused on swallowing as opposed to having kavana to be yotzei the bracha, or it's a sakana, okay? They might not swallow the right way. So whatever it is, this din is charig, it's yotzei min haklal, that here each individual makes the bracha. Achar hamazon echad mevarech l'kulam. Achar hamazon still means before benching. So there already, there's no more problem with the beis habliya being ponui. People are not eating anymore. So at that point, we revert back to the ikar hadin as echad mevarech l'kulam. And this is what we're going to learn tonight in Mirtz Hashem. And I must tell you, you know, this is really halachas that, you know, Birchas Hanenin, I hope we all have much greater sensitivity now than we did 2 years ago. And the more you learn, the greater sensitivity you have for Birchas Hanenin, the more you appreciate all the halachas and what they're meant to, how they're meant to impact on us and affect us. But there's one area, this area, if Birchas Hanenin is chas v'shalom neglected, this area is surely neglected. And that is as follows. The who Omer al Hamugmar, and we'll see in a second, who is the who? The who obviously goes back on a previous antecedent. For who Omer al Hamugmar, and the Mugmar, as Rashi explains, third line learning Rashi, is of the middle of the line, Avakas Rochlin al Ha'esh b'machtos. They put the powder, incense powder, onto the fire. And the fire, it may not have been an actual fire, but it was metal, very hot metal grating, and that would burn, and that would create a reyach tov, would create a nice aroma. U'mevarchem ala barei atzei besamim. So that's who Omer al Hamugmar means. Now they create this aroma at the end of the meal. So one person makes the bracha borei atzei besamim for everybody, and the Mishnah says, "V'afal pi sheim avin es hamugmar elo la'achar hasuda." Rashi, la'achar hasuda. Even though when is the smoker being brought, and yet echad mevarech l'kulam la'achar birkas hamazon. This is already you're finished with the not only the suda, you're finished with birkas hamazon. And that surely is a marker. Once you say Birkas HaMazon, there's no more connection to the meal, you would think. And that's what Rashi says. She'eino mitzarchei suda. That already, you can't argue, has anything to do with the suda. It's after Birkas HaMazon. Afilu hachi, despite this, mishabirech al hayayin, shehiskil v'brachos, achronos, gomron. So the vahu in the Mishnah refers back to the person who made the bracha on the yayin that was made like at the dessert part of them after they finish eating at dessert. Echad mevarech l'kulam. So that same person now, after benching, will make the atzei besamim on the mugmar.
Is it so surprising because it says achar hamazon?
So we said achar hamazon by the yayin means before benching.
Well, not that surprising. I mean, after they ate.
No, the surprising, the chiddush is on the mugmar. The chiddush is that on the mugmar, echad mevarech l'kulam. Where's the tziruf?
The echad is mevarech al hayayin also, after.
Right, so that's, because that's still part of the suda, even though it's not in the middle of the suda. But still before Birkas HaMazon, they're still all sitting there.
So the tziruf is after, sitting there. But they would get up.
Right.
If they would get up, and the besamim came, you know, a little later.
So Tosus, if you remember, we did that a few weeks ago. Tosus pointed that out, that you're right. Up until now, we've been assuming that there's Haseva, And of course, the Rishonim pointed out that the Haseva of the time of the Mishnah is our yeshiva. When it talks about Mugvar, it doesn't even require Haseva. Doesn't mention anything about Haseva. Even if they're walking around. That's right. And Tosa says the question, why? Okay, and just in case you don't remember the answer, so just turn back. There's a very good svara that Tosa gave in the last line. Look at the end of the next to last line. Even Tova Maishna de Mugmar Afilu Lo Haseva. Why is Mugmar different? Even though there was not even any Haseva, or in our situation, not even any yeshiva, Echad Mevarek Kulam. So the Yerushalmi Parich, Takud Yerushalmi ask his question, Umishani. And by the way, it's not Tosas' svara, it's Yerushalmi svara. Mishani Mishum de Mugmar Kulam Nenim Biyachad. Very important svara. Even though by eating this heseva or this yeshiva, which creates a chibur, right? But nevertheless, we don't synchronize our eating and drinking. You know, not everybody takes the fork and the coasts at the exact same time. There's no synchronization there. So therefore, since there's no synchronization, you need at least heseva, or in our days, yeshiva. But by Mugmor, the Hana, everybody gets the Hana at the same time. Because no one's holding their breath at the table or walking around near the table, right? Everyone is, in a sense, constantly breathing. So the minute the aroma is released, the Hana of the aroma, which is what is Mechayev the Bracha, comes simultaneously. So that in itself, the fact that the Hana comes simultaneously, is enough of a chibur, and therefore says Yerushalmi does not require a seva, or in our situation even yeshiva. Alright? So we see here, of course, the bracha on aromas, on smells. And way back, I think Michael had given the svara, maybe at the beginning of the year, yeah, we started Ketzin Mubarakin. So Chazal was masakein brachas and birchas hananin, but it was limited. The hana of achila v'shasiya, and it's only one other example where you make a birchas hananin, and that's by smell. Why is it different? Let's say I rub myself down with shemen zayas. You know, they always used to be soch with shemen zayas. Why don't I make a bracha? Then I'm getting hana from the shemen zayas. Bari atzei b'samim. We don't make a bracha, right? And think of all the other hanas. Okay, most are related to the mouth, but anyway, you don't make a bracha there. So what did you say? Okay, so what I remember you saying, and I think it was correct, is that smell has something in common with achila v'shasiya. The hana is internal, right? In both situations, you're inhaling the aroma, and obviously you're ingesting the food and the drink, the achilu shasiya. But lamaisa, you see that those are the two areas where you have birchas hananim. Okay, so let's look in the Gemara here. Let's try to see tonight, at least we'll begin. Lamaisa, there's a lot of things we do. You know, you smell the roses. So if you figuratively smell the roses, there's no bracha. But if you literally smell the roses, you have to make a bracha? You sure do. What if you smell your esrog? Do you have to make a bracha? I have to see. All right? So there are a lot of halachas. You walk into a store, and they have these are candles usually, right?
Incense candles.
Yeah. I don't even know what's creating the aroma there. Is that wax or not?
There's wax, but there's also some other stuff in there.
Yeah, it has to be something else in the wax.
It causes the burns, it causes whatever it is.
Right, so it causes some kind of an aroma. You have to make a bracha there. Okay?
The oil becomes volatile.
But it also causes some aroma.
Yeah.
You have to see what the sort...
You walk in with your family, one person can make it for everyone.
Oh, okay. That, I'm not up to that about Echad Mubarak Lakulam.
They all smell together at the same time.
I don't know. I didn't even think about that. We saw Echad Mubarak Lakulam is, granted, it's not Mitzarchei Suda, but it's right after the Suda. So we already, Lamaisa, the answer is no. Because we already learned that even for Peros, Lamaisa, the Rama says, we do not hold from Echad Mubarak Lakulam, even because of Rov Am Hadras Melech, by Peros. The only time we have that today is by yayin and pas. And even that, we saw the Achronim said that the minhag was not for echad mevarach kulam, and the Mishnah Brura bemoans the fact because there's a hidur. You gain something when by pas and by yayin, when one person makes the bracha for everybody. I'm not talking about kiddush or birchas hamotzi at Tzuta Shabbos, even on a Tuesday night. There's a hidur there, either brovah madras melach, or the way we explain according to the Ritva, and the way the Rav elaborated by tefillah, because we approach a Kaddish Baruch Hu as a guf echad when we do that. So we don't do that by peros, so we surely don't do it by mogmar, by besamim. Okay? In fact, alright, I'm jumping ahead of time, you know, by Havdalah. Everybody makes their own bracha by Havdalah. And by the way, you know why? Is this anyway, by Havdalah that we make, people are smelling it not bevas achas, right? Even though those, I don't know if you old timers, who remembers Gary Abin? Anybody remember Gary Abin? Were you here already in those days? He had left already. So when they used to make Havdalah in shul, so it's very hard, you know, they pass around the psamim, but how much can you pass around? So you know what he used to do? He used to have a liquid, some kind of liquid psamim, and he would spray the liquid besamim all around. Okay? So the question, you know, there you had the hanob of asachas, at least in that area. Okay, let's take a look at the Gemara. So on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, a little bit more than halfway down, but who Omer Al Hamukmar? So the Gemara says, "Mikdektani, but who omer alamugbar meklal deika adif minei." And the fact that the Mishnah has to tell us that he, who's he, the one who made the Bor Pri Agaf and Achar Hamazon, also continues now after Birkas Hamazon and says the Atzei Besamim on the Mugmar, implies that's a chiddush. That if not for the fact that he had already made a bracha, and there's this concept that Rashi told us about, that he his skill with bracha so gomron that to somebody else it would have been more appropriate. So here you'll see both the Rashal in the right hand margin and the Gra in the left hand margin. They're mochek the next sentence. So we continue here to the end of the next line. So this Messiah lay l'rav. This fact, the way we're understanding the Mishnah, that in fact that if you begin something you should continue with it, even though someone else might be more appropriate, this is a raya to Rav. How is it a raya to Rav? The Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav. In the reign of Rav, they said, Hanotel Yadav Tchila Ba'achrona Hu Mezuman Libracha. So what is this? If you are Notel Yadav first, Ba'achrona. What's Achrona? My Machronim. And we know this is what our Minhag is. The person who washes first with Mayim Achronim, he's the one who's Mezuman Lebracha. He's prepared, and actually he's going to be the Mezamein. So I know usually, and we'll see in the Gemara too, now the example, usually when you want to be Mechabit someone with to be Mezamein, you give him the Mayim Achronim to wash first. He's the one who usually, that's already a Simon, get ready, you're going to be the Mezamein. All right? So, how is our Mishnah a riot to Rav? That he began, you know, not quite the same thing. He was the first one to wash Mayim Achronim. V'his Kaddishtem, V'hisim Kedoshim. The Gemara learns out that's Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achronim. So, I mean, you know, not everybody still washes Mayim Achronim. You know, two reasons given for Mayim Achronim. So one is because of Melech Sodomis, there's certain kind of salts that they used to use during the meals, and if it would come in contact with your eyes, it could blind you. So obviously, at the end of the meal, you wanted to remove the Melech Sodomis. And the second reason is Mifnei HaZuhama. They didn't have utensils like we did. Okay, so they had dirty hands. All right? So today there's no Melech Sodomus. Everybody agrees to that. And depends how you eat. Probably, you know, normally when we eat with utensils, we don't have dirty... But even if we use napkins, that's to wipe our mouth. The Chora, under normal circumstances, I know that, what was her name?
Emily
Post said it's okay to take chicken in your hands, but that notwithstanding, usually we use utensils. So under normal circumstances, we don't have dirty hands, you know? So that's why people, and the Rama makes reference to this, that you may not have to wash Mayim Achronim, and some people do not. On the other hand, some people do.
You use such small amounts of water.
Okay, there's no shiurim for it, so it's enough to clean. In fact, don't they, they pass around finger, what do they call that?
Finger bowls.
Look, I'll tell you the truth, we don't use Mayim Achronim, but sometimes, it depends what you eat, you know, during the week, if I'm brown bagging, you have a sandwich and you're picking at some fruit and vegetables, your hands are dirty. It's not appropriate to bench after that. Oh, I wash. That's my machronim before you bench. But again, on the other hand, a normal Shabbos meal, you know, my hands are not dirty. You're eating with the cutlery. What? So that's why years ago.
And they put on a hat and everything.
No, the hat they put on for Birkas Hamazon, not for Mayim Achronim. I'm trying to tell you, the inyan of a hat, not dafka hat, but preparing yourself is Birkas Hamazon. That they're magdim to Mayim Achronim is not related to Mayim Achronim. So Stephen can testify that Taka, we used to use Mayim Achronim only on Shabbos. And it didn't make sense. Either you do it or you don't do it. So we decided we don't do it because we didn't see a reason for doing it. Because I don't think that's right to do it. It's not a din in Shabbos.
No, but it's an inyan of minhag.
But, so again, minhag Yisrael Torah he. But sometimes it's a minhag shtus. There's no reason just to do it Shabbos. That's all I'm saying. If you're going to do Mayim Achronim, it's in the height. But don't do it just Shabbos. There's nothing to do with just Shabbos.
You have to be water to clean your hands, because sometimes when I do the same thing you do, take like lunch to work, hands get dirty, but when we use hand sanitizer, does that work or not?
Hand sanitizer, I would say, is just as good. But be the evidence. Even for Mayim Rishonim, you should know, if you have no water, you can use wood. Be the evidence, yeah. So if you don't have water and sanitize already, and you're killing the bacteria. I mean, they're. Well, you don't clean your hands with that.
You kill bacteria because they're clean. Doesn't lift off.
This is the fat or the. This basically. So anyway, so our the Gemara says that our Mishnah, Behum Mevarach Al Amik Mukmar, is a riot to Rav, that you start my Machronim. We go backwards. So we give the Mayim Achronim to the person that we want to be mechaved with benching. But the way the Gemara is presenting it now, it should be a little bit differently. But I think we'll see from the case coming up, that's like we do, that the person who happens to do Mayim Achronim first, that's the person who's going to be mezameh. Okay? So let's see, Taka, what the Gemara says. Okay. So now a story of Maisa. Rav and Rabbi Chia have Yasve Kame de Rebbe Besudasa. So Rav and Rabbi Chia, okay,
the dining experience
at Rebbe, and they learned by Rebbe, you know, of Yehuda Hanasi. So Amalei Rebbe le Rav. So Rebbe says to his Talmid Rav, Kum Mashiyatcha, go and wash your hands. Get up and wash your hands. So Chazya, so Rabbi Chia sees that Rav, the Havi Mirsas, he got very nervous now, Rav. So Amalei, Rabbi Chia says to Rav, Bar Pachde, you son of fear, don't be so fearful. Ayin, Bebirkas Mazona Kamalachop, pay attention and focus. Rabbi wasn't commenting on the fact that you needed to wash your hands. What was Rebbe doing? Which is really what we do. Rebbe was being mechabit Rav to be mezamein. And the way he would do that is by saying, go and be notel mayim achronim b'tchila. But if you look at Rashi, we see, I think, two points of derech eretz, of etiquette, okay, which in my house they always give me a hard time on. I don't think that derech eretz and etiquette at the table has anything to do with halacha, with minhag. So look in Rashi. The Havi Mirsas, okay, right about the middle of the page in Rashi. So why was Rav fearful? Why did he get so discombobulated? So Shema Ra'a Yadi Meluch Lachos, because Rav thought that Rebbe saw that his hands were dirty. So you don't sit with dirty hands at a table. Okay? So that tells you something about etiquette, even at the table. Even at the middle of the meal, right? Or definitely, maybe I'm pushing it a little bit too far, definitely before, no, I'm not. This Rav did not link this at all to Birkas HaMazon. So Rav just thought, according to Rashi, maybe Rebbe saw that his hands were dirty, and that's why Rebbe told him, go wash your hands. But Rav did not understand this to be at all related to Birkas HaMazon and Mayim Achronim. Oh, Shema He'erachti Be'achila Yoser Midai. I'm going to take back what I just said. No, Rav was, the second possibility that Rav was scared, was concerned, is that Rebbe, what's Rebbe telling him? Let's go and wash my machronim. So Rav thought, he's telling me, enough already, stop eating. Okay? So it is clear that Rav understood also that Rebbe was telling him to go wash my machronim. But he was still concerned. Why did Rebbe go and tell him that? Because he saw he had dirty hands. Oh, because maybe he was eating too much. So that shows
was
also you
too
have
much
to
or
you have
too long.
Too long. Okay, so you're
no,
right.
No,
If you're a fast eater and you eat too much, that's not what he was referring to. Time. You were taking too long to eat.
Right.
Okay.
It's not that you're eating too much.
It could be one of two things.
Yeah.
It could also be that you're eating too much, you're eating too slowly.
Yeah.
We know somebody who always starts eating when we get ready to sing Sharamalas. That's when they start eating. Okay? Anyway. So, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. The link to the Messiah Larav, right? The Messiah Larav here is not so clear. So you would think that the person who was going to be mezamein is mezamein because he was notel mayim achronim first, right? So our minhag, as was the minhag of Rebbe, the way Rabbi Chi understood the maisa, was to be mechabed. Maybe it's not a kibbutz. We've got fancy little things, so we place it in front of the person. Here, what did Rebbe, what was the Lashon of Rebbe? What did he say to Rav? Kum, get up. That's not a kibbutz. You follow? I was wrong because I was thinking of our circumstances. Right, so what happened here is Rebbe is just telling Rav, go and wash my machronim. That's not a kibbutz. Okay, he tells you, get up and go wash my machronim. But it's a prelude. That's how Rabbi Chi understood it. Rav, you're going to get up, not because he was mechabed you, but he was telling you, go wash my machronim, because then it will be appropriate for you. And I think that's the nekuda the Gemara is linking to our Mishnah. Since you were washing, you washed my machronim first, so you should be the one to be mezamein. It's not gleich, as they say, right? But I think you have to say it like that, no? Right, that's it. Okay.
But it doesn't prove anything as far as that being the individual who makes the bracha.
No, we're not proving the Mishnah. We're learning from the Mishnah. Messiah Leila Rav. Okay, Messiah Leila Rav. So they, well, yeah, I... Right, so the meaning the only reason that the who mevarach al hamugmar is because he made the other bracha first. Okay? Not because he was the appropriate one to be mechabed with Zimun. With the mevarach al hamugmar in the Mishnah. Okay? There might be, let's say his Rebbe was sitting at the table. The Kohen was sitting at the table. Who was the Echad Mevarech always? We never even discussed that. The Mishnah always talked Echad Mevarech with Kulam. We never discussed who the Echad is. You know, the Kiddashto, you know, with the Kohen, for example, if you give him the first Aliyah, you mechabed him with Birkas Hamazon, Birkas HaZimun. We never discussed Echad Mevarech with Kulam. So here, in the end of the Mishnah, we do see an issue where there's an issue of, you know, Rashi didn't use the Lashon, but what do we always say? Hamaskil v'mitzvah omrim lo gemor. For example, we have that many times. That's why the person who says slichos in the morning, that happens for the yamut. You know, all other things being equal. You have also, I don't know if they say it by maftir, I'm not sure. You know, this minhag and the shtiblach especially, the person who gets maftir davens musaf. That type of, this idea, hamaskel b'mitzvah orim lo gemor. Alright? So again, Rashi didn't use that exact lashon, but I think it's a similar idea here. Even though somebody else may be more mechubad. But no, there is an element here of continuity. Well, you don't pull somebody. You don't lahavdil me'elof alfei avdalos. You don't pull the pitcher. You know, he's doing the right, he does the right thing, right? You don't take him out in the second inning. You don't take him out in the eighth inning. Okay? If he's doing the right thing. Okay? Don't get into any shakla vitarias here. I knew we would have to say something. But I think that's the idea here. The person's doing a mitzvah. You leave him in that role, and you don't pull him away. Again, assuming that he's doing it appropriately, and he can continue, and there are no other extenuating circumstances. All right? Okay. All right. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Bar Yirmiya. And by the way, it's interesting. Here you see, Rav had a meiser that happened to him when he was a Talmud with his Rebbe, right? And as a result of that, he codified the halacha, because we started out Masayile LaRav, the Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Then Rav stated a halacha. How did Rav know this halacha? He learned it from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. When did he learn it? The Maisa Shahaya with him himself. Okay. Vayta Negamara. Amar Rabbi Zeira Amar Rav Bar Yirmiya. Okay, what's the timing on the reyach?
Well, it's not over last year.
So first of all, I was going to ask you now, where do we see timing with brachas in general? So taka be birchas mitzvah, vayarat achimaat, right? Vayavor es ha naar. That's the pasuk from where they learn out the kolab brachas. Kulan mevarech aleihem over lasiyason. What brachos? It's really berachas hamitzvah. That's why the talis. I don't make the bracha lishatev batzitzis when I'm pulling out the talis. I make the bracha as I'm ready to put it on. When do I make laniach tefillin? Not when I pull it out, but when I'm ready to be kosher. Okay, and we also do extend that to berachas hananin. Berachas hananin is over lasiyason. Before I take the bite of the apple, okay, I make the bracha. But we have shown the lashon is always heviu lefanav. In fact, memdal ramad aleph. That was we learned this mishnah heviu lefanav moliach v'pasimo. Remember, varcha moliach v'portes apas. But heviu lefanav. So there has to be like in a water fountain. It's going to be similar. When do you make a bracha in the water fountain? You have to put the water on, okay? You don't, because that has to be lefanav. Can't be lefnei lefanav. You don't make the borei priyo eitz before you open up the refrigerator, okay? You make the borei priyo eitz you've taken out the apple, and you've, at least you've got it in your hand, ready to eat it. Same with the water fountain. The water is coming out. Okay. So same thing here. The assumption is, Albi, the assumption is that you want to make it over lasiyason. So it says, Mevarach al areach mishata'ala ta'aleh timraso. So look in Rashi. Al hareach, okay. Shel mugmar, okay. So which kind of reach specifically on mugmar? Timraso kitar ha'ashon shemitamer va'ole. So we have some very interesting words here. What is the kitur ha'ashon? Is the smoke that is going up? Ketores, exactly. And how do you say locomotive in modern Hebrew? A katar, kuf tes resh. Why? Because they used to have whatever steam or coal. So the locomotive, that's why they call it a katar. Katar kitur ha'ashon. So what's shemitamer v'ole? What's mitamer? What's the lashon? What's the shorish of mitamer? A tamar. What is it? A date tree? A date tree is like, I guess, the mushroom cloud, right? So what is it? Mitamer v'ole, she'ole timraso, is not when the very beginning of the smoke is coming up, but mitamer she'ole timraso is when it goes up and then eventually gravity kicks in, and what happens? It creates the date tree effect, the mushroom cloud. Okay? So that's when you make the bracha. So the Gemara is Amalei Rabbi Zeila, Rabbi Bar Yimiyah. Wait a second. The holo ka'arach, but he has not smelled yet. He didn't, the Rashi says, v'lo nene. He didn't have hanah yet. Oh, so in other words, Rabbi Zeira's assumption was that by you have to first have hanah and then make the bracha. What is that? What is Rabbi Zeira? What is his assumption? What kind of a bracha is this? If you're making the bracha after you have the hanah, what kind of a bracha is it? It's not a birchas hananin. It might be a birchas hashevach. Like, okay, lightning and thunder, or all the osa masa bereshis. We just had it on Birkas Hachama. When do you make the osa masa bereshis? After the sun comes up, not before. Because Birkas HaShevach is, first you want to get the Hana. You see the Grand Canyon, you don't make the osa masa bereshis before you see a minute before you see the Grand Canyon. When do you say it? A minute after you've seen the Grand Canyon. Because the Birchas HaShevach, you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu after you've had the Hana. Alright?
Who said that's not a Birchas HaMitzvah?
Like
Birchas HaChama.
Well, that's a Birchas HaShevach. Not a Birchas. First of all, you don't make it over Lassi Yasson. That's one Raya.
No.
Second Raya is the Lashon, even though not every Birchas HaMitzvah is a Sheker Deshon of Mitzvah Sub. But obviously, that's a very big raya. Birchas HaMitzvah will be, the Matbeah will be a Sheker Deshon Mitzvah Sub. Also, Master Bereshis is not. That's a Birchas HaShevach. All right? Birchas HaShevach. Okay. So that's the challenge, Rabbi Zeira. Amalei v'letameach hamotzi lechem min haaretz demavarech v'holo achal. But wait a second. You make a motzi lechem min haaretz before you ate? So obviously, Rava answering Rabbi Zeira is saying, Birchas Hananin, it's a Birchas Hananin by Reach, that's no different than the Birchas Hamotzi by Lechem. El Date Lemechel. What is Date Lemechel? He has in mind to immediately eat.
Who's with the odor? Do you know if it's
going to
come?
That's why. Mishetale Timraso. You see the cloud going up, okay? And as the cloud, again, your face is not hanging over the burning incense or whatever it is. You're a few feet away, or it's in the room. You see the cloud coming up, so you know. And Taka, I tell you, based on your question, I understand better. Why do you have to wait the way we explain Tim Russell? Yeah, I made such a big deal about the mushroom, the tamar, the date cloud, right? So why, Taka, do you have to wait for that? What?
Like you said, it's in front of
you. Because the minute you see the gravity taking over, meaning why is the mushroom spread on the top? Gravity is starting to pull it back. At that point already, it's starting to spread throughout. Okay? That's when you make the bracha. Because now you know that it's going, it's on its way to you. Okay? Good. So that's Taka why I think the emphasis is Bishutala Timraso. Because that makes it more immediate. The reyach is about to come to you.
An alternative havamina for a seirah.
Yeah.
Prior to smelling it, you don't know whether it's going to be a reyach or not. If it's a reyach ra, then it would be ruffle of matala.
Okay, we haven't learned about reyach ra. Okay, but let's say that it's the mugmor.
So I think
okay.
The answer is by the breath, you have a reasonable expectation.
That's good. That's Roy Lachila.
It's going to be edible. So by Mugmar, you may have a reasonable expectation that it's going to be a question.
Right. So, Taka, if you walk in and you have no idea what the smell that's coming, even in his Havamina, you couldn't make a bracha then. Okay. That would be his Havamina. Okay, but anyway, the maskan is that we wait for the Reyach. Okay? We wait for the Reyach. All right.
So we don't do that when we write the Bori and it's summoning Abdullah.
Well, what don't we do?
We don't wait to... We
make it over La Siyasan.
Make it over La Siyasan.
Right. And what are we saying here?
Here, we're waiting to smell it, and then we're going to...
No.
We're waiting for the flower to come.
In Achinami, we make the bar mitzvah sumim before we smell. Make it before we smell. So we shlug up, Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi says, no, in Achinami, you do make the bracha on reyach before, just like you make the hamotzi before. Okay? And that's what we do. We make the bracha before. Right?
That's what we do.
Yeah. Amar b'chiv, rei the Abba bar Nachmeni, Amar chizda, Amar Rav. So then all this is in the name of Rav. The Amri Lei Amar Rav Chizda Amar Ze'iri. And some say, no, it's really in the name of Ze'iri. But here we finally get to all the halachas here. Kol ha-mugmaros mevarkan alehen borei atse b'samim. Okay? But all the mugmaros, and the assumption is that the smell comes from some kind of tree branches. You make borei atse b'samim, and that's what they would burn on the fire to create this reyach. Chutz mi moshek shemen, chutz mi moshek shemin chayahu, shemar varkin alav borei minei b'samim. So musak or mushak, I don't know. It comes from the excrement of a chayah.
Musk. Mi musk.
Oh, you're right. That means sort of it. You tell me that the musk is that this musk that they market is from the excrement of an animal?
Gland.
Oh, it's from a gland. But so, look in Rashi. Rashi says, min harei shel chaya. I mean, that's the excrement. The musk comes from what? From the gland of what? Of what? Of an animal? It's a good smell, you mean? Okay. Min ha-reish. Well, how do they translate musk?
Musk.
And does he say
that's the word in the Gemara, musk.
I know, but does he say what it is? Is there a footnote on it?
Another
wood species. Animal derivative. Just an animal derivative. Okay, Rashi assumed the derivative is from the excrement. Okay, maybe it's just a little bit more appealing if it's from the gland. Okay.
Oh yeah, he's made from
excrement. All right. And the sweat. Yeah, I never thought of that musk. That's from the okay. All right. So here we see.
According to most authorities, however, musk is extracted from the neck of the musk deer, which lives in India.
Oh, so that's from a gland. Uh huh. Okay, so maybe. Rashi didn't, you know, they did it differently then, or he wasn't aware of that. Okay. But the point is, you make, why you make borei mine besamim on that, and not borei atzei besamim? Because it's not coming from Eitzim. So here we see already that there are two, at least two, we'll see there's more, there's two types of Birchas HaReach. Okay? Well, we know of two right now. Right? We've learned two. There will be more. There will be plenty more. People use different things. So we'll get to that. Not going to get... We'll get to that. Right. It could be many different things, right?
Advice from an animal?
No, so it's... No, Bosem. So we see that, right, so we see that the takana of Chazal was on Reach. Sometimes it came from a spice. Now what are, I mean, spices, don't most all spices grow?
Mm-hmm.
So really it's Atzei Besamim, right?
That's why I say what we have is grow.
It doesn't have to come from wood. You can
right, now there are other things.
Flower, petals of a flower, grind them up, you make perfume.
Right, right. Right, so it can be perfumes from flowers too. We'll get to that next time we learn. That's already a derivative. You follow? That's already a derivative, like what they take from the flowers and so on. Okay. All right. We'll see that. That there's also ispe. The difference between ispe besamim and atzei besamim is a little bit linked to when we learn the difference between borei pri adam and borei pri eitz. Is it going to be Gadol Mishana Lishana or not? We'll determine whether it's Isbe Besamim or Atze Besamim. Okay? All right, but look, we have a lot of work to do on this. We'll just do a little bit more. I want to do the Tosafos here, and then we'll continue the next time we learn, when we'll get to some good Halacha L'maisa. So Amar Abchizda Amar Ze'iri, again, this could be in the name of Ze'iri or the name of Rav. Kol hamug moros mevarchin alehim borei atzei besamim. Oh, I read the chutz bimas shemin chayuhu shemavarchim alav borei mina besamim. Meisivei. So we have a question on this. Ein mevarchin borei atzei besamim ella ala farsamon shal beis rebi v'al afarsamon shal beis kesar.